You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Genesis Overview. Bereshit, also known as Genesis, means in the beginning and is the first book of the Torah. Bereshit contains 50 chapters and 1,533 verses. Bereshit is broken into 12 parshiot, which are weekly Torah readings. Parsha Bereshit, which means in the beginning, is chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 6, verse 8. The topics of this parsha include the creation, the seventh day, the Garden of Eden, sin and expulsion from the garden, Cain and Abel, the genealogy of mankind, and the prelude to the flood. Parsha Noach, which means Noah, is chapter 6, verse 9 through chapter 11, verse 32. Topics of this parsha include Noah, the flood, Noah bringing an offering, God's covenant with Noah and the rainbow, intoxication and the shame of Noah, genealogy of Noah, the story of Nimrod, the story of the Tower of Babel, and the 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Parsha Lech Lecha means go, leave. It's chapter 12, verse 1 through chapter 17, verse 27. Topics of this parsha include God's call to Abraham, Abraham going to Canaan, Abraham and Sarah in Egypt, Abraham and Lot parting ways, the repetition of the promise, the war of the kings and the defeat of Sodom, Lot is taken captive and saved by Abraham, the covenant between the parts, the promise of the land, foretelling of the Egyptian exile and redemption, the ratification of the covenant, the story of Hagar and Ishmael, the covenant, new names and a new destiny, and the promise to Sarah. Parsha Vayera, which means, and he appeared, is chapter 18, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 24. Topics of this parsha includes the mitzvot of visiting the sick and hospitality to strangers, the promise of a son is revealed to Sarah, Abraham intercedes for Sodom, but Sodom is destroyed, the story of Lot and his family, Abraham and Gerar and his covenant with Abimelech, the birth of Isaac, Hagar and Ishmael are expelled, the tenth trial, the Akedah, which is the binding of Isaac on the altar, and the birth of Rebekah. Parsha Chaya Sarah means the life of Sarah, is chapter 23, verse 1 through chapter 25, verse 18. Topics of this parsha include Sarah's death and the purchase of a burial site, finding a wife for Isaac, Isaac and Rebekah, and Abraham's genealogy. Parsha Toldot, which means line, is chapter 25, verse 19 through chapter 28, verse 9. Topics in this parsha include Rebekah's barrenness and pregnancy, the birth of Jacob and Esau, sale of the birthright. A famine forces Isaac to Philistia, where Abimelech reaffirms the treaty. Isaac's decision to bless Esau. Jacob gets Isaac's blessing. Esau's hatred of Jacob over the deceit forces Jacob into being told to flee to Laban. The admonition against marrying a Canaanite. The Abrahamic blessing is conveyed to Jacob, and Esau marries the daughter of Ishmael. Parsha Vayetzi means, and he left, is chapter 28, verse 10 through chapter 32, verse 3. Topics of this parsha include Jacob's flight and his vision at Moriah. Jacob contracts to marry and is deceived by Laban, who substitutes Leah for Rachel. Leah bears and gives birth to sons. Rachel is fulfilled through Bilhah. The birth of Joseph. Laban's new deceit and Jacob's decision to flee from Laban, Laban's pursuit and God's warning, and the confrontation and treaty of Jacob and Laban. Parsha Vayishlach means "and he sent." It's chapter 32, verse 4 through chapter 36, verse 43. Topics of this parsha include Esau advances to attack Jacob, preparations for the attack, the struggle with the angel and the prohibition of eating the tendon of an animal's thigh, the encounter between Jacob and Esau, Jacob's arrival in Shechem, Dinah's abduction and the family's revenge, the deaths of Rebekah and Deborah, God blesses and renames Jacob, the birth of Benjamin and the death of Rachel, Reuben's error and partial vindication, Jacob and Isaac are reunited, Isaac's death, and the Chronicles of Esau. Parsha Vayeshev means "and he lived." It's chapter 37, verse 1 through chapter 40, verse 23. Topics of this parsha includes the Chronicles of Joseph, Joseph's dreams and the hatred of his brothers, Reuben saves Joseph from the plot to kill him, Joseph is sold into slavery, Judah and Tamar, Joseph in Egypt, and Joseph meeting the cupbearer and baker in prison. Parsha Miketz means "at the end." It's chapter 41, verse 1 through chapter 44, verse 17. Topics of this parsha includes Pharaoh's dreams, Joseph is summoned and interprets the dreams, Joseph becomes viceroy and implements a plan to help save Egypt from the coming famine, Joseph's children, Manasseh and Ephraim, Jacob sends his sons to Egypt, the brothers meeting with Joseph, the dialogue with Jacob and requests that Jacob sends Benjamin to Egypt, and Joseph sees Benjamin and tests his brother's sincerity. Parsha Vayigash means "and he drew near." It's chapter 44, verse 18 through chapter 47, verse 27. Topics of this parsha includes Joseph identifies himself and conciliates his brothers. Jacob receives the news and undertakes the journey to Joseph. 70 descendants journey into Egypt. Joseph ensures his family's settlement in Goshen, and Jacob and Pharaoh meet. Parsha Vayechi, which means "and he lived," is chapter 47, verse 28 through chapter 50, verse 26. The topics of this parsha includes Jacob's illness, the blessing of Manasseh and Ephraim, Jacob's blessings to his sons and his final request. Jacob is mourned by all of Egypt, permission for burial and the burial procession. Joseph lives out his years and the signs of the coming redemption. Thank you for listening to Genesis Overview. Shalom.